Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Abashat. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this is an opportunity to respond to what we've heard. I think God calls for a response.
I believe that, Mark, and I believe it should be recorded. If there's any response, let it be. Yes, let it be for the record.
Yeah, we're recording now.
Amen.
Well, Jim, I think that song that we began with, Almighty Christ, come forth in me, I think that was seen to be an appropriate opening to the message.
I believe that also, Mike. I believe that that song set the table. It was a prophetic song that set the table. And I believe that it was God moved on Kathy's heart to have us sing that. So, yes, I agree.
So unfortunate. It's so vicious.
Somebody's speaking here. Who is it? Yes. Brother Cece. You have a word for us? Oh, okay. He was unmuted there for a minute. Brother, what's his name? Emma. Were you trying to share with us? Oh, what happened? What in the world is this? Where in the world did that come from? Surely the Lord has given something more that we can respond to here.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, brother.
I think you might have two cell phones.
I just I just want to say that the message is very clear. It's not something that we can try to analyze or say much about. I think God is calling us to action.
Amen.
I'm just trying. I've been reminded of a vision that I had recently, early this year, and I tried to pass it across once in this platform, on this platform. But as James gave the word, I believe that there is an urgency in the heart of God. And God wants us to begin to be in that frame of, will I say, attitude or mind, mindset. So the vision was just a brief one. I was just trying to lay my head on the bed. And I've said it before, but I want to reiterate it just because of the message. I laid my head on the bed and off I was in the spirit. And specifically, there was a brother here. Okay, let me just, maybe I will use it to encourage the brother. Brother Mike was the one actually I saw standing on the platform, like a podium. And he had in his hand this megaphone. And there were lots and lots of brethren gathered around him. He was just standing with the megaphone. So he began to speak. And just a short word, he said, all ministry should be tenaciously seeking the face of the Lord. And that was it. I got out of the experience. So he said, should be. So it is not maybe, but should be. So there is a tenacity that God is demanding from every one of us at this time. So to come to that place where we are partaking of the heavenlies, there is a great job that each and every one of us have to do. So I'm encouraging myself and encouraging us that there is indeed a trumpet is being blown. And we need to hearken and respond to the trumpet that is being blown. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
So the word, as we know, tenacious has to do with persistence, unwavering, not wavering, an unwavering stand we hold on about the things that God has given to us. So we are not drawing back, but rather we are moving forward, pressing and pressing to achieve the goal that God has in store for us. Praise the Lord.
One little thing I want to say is Jim mentioned the fact that he needs to, and we all do, need to hear God in each other. And what came to my mind was, when something is said, you could be in a room, let's say with 10 people or whatever, and you could go around the circle, you know, how did you see that? What did you see in that? What did you see in that? And there's going to be a lot of difference in who saw what in what. And it made me realize how valuable that is, because God's Spirit can touch us and cause us to see something the way He wants us to see it, whereas someone else might see it another way. And with all of us together, you know, we can come up with what God is trying to say to us. And so I want to just say to everybody, don't ever think your part is not valuable,
mm-hmm.
because it just may be the part that causes us, oh, you know, now I've seen how 10 different people saw this, and now I see the complete picture. I see what God wanted us to get from this. So many people don't speak up. And I think we need to, because it may be just what someone else needs to see for them to be able to see it clearly. So anyway, that's all I had to say.
Jim, the verse that you were reading that said in heavenly places, where was that one?
That's Ephesians chapter 1, and that's verse 3. And the word pneumaticos is the word for spiritual, where it says in verse 3, spiritual blessings. That word spiritual is the word pneumaticos, which is talking about that heavenly, that spiritual, the wind of heaven, the breath of heaven.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is where it says in heavenly places, the word places was added. It's not really in the original. In other words, it doesn't sound like a complete sentence in English unless you put that word. So what he's saying here is spiritual blessings in heavenlies.
Yes.
In Christ.
So in Christ.
In heavenlies in Christ. So we have a right to partake while we're here in the heavenlies in Christ. You know, maybe we should add, this isn't something we can force ourselves into. You know, this isn't something we can just sit down and say, well, I'm going to be in heavenlies here. You know, it's really being in a place and an attitude and in a spiritual place, that when it comes time for God to open that to us, we're going to be ready to step in with Him. Something that He's going to do, but we have to be ready to do it with Him.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just say, we're going to do it. All right, let's go do it. In other words, it can't be found in anything of our flesh that wants to do this.
Amen.
It's kind of a conflict, isn't it? We preach the word about coming into heavenly places, but we can't on our own strength go into heavenly places.
Amen.
You know what that brings to mind for me, Mark, is I get a big kick out of a church will have a big banner up that says such and such a date, we're going to have revival meeting, you know. You can't just, like you were saying, you can't just decide that's what it's going to be, because that's not the way it works.
Well, they can have their meeting and God might honor the word and revive.
Yeah,
so that's, I guess that's, they're praying for it.
Yeah, that'd be the one good way to look at it, which is possible, but might not happen either, because it can't be just because they decided that's what the meetings were going to be.
Amen.
Praise God, brethren.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. I feel like praying.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for this word that you brought to us. Oh Lord, in the past few weeks, the message has been one. There's something you have in store for us. You're telling us about building houses that will last. You're telling us about feeding on you, such that we are receiving energy directly from you. Oh Lord, and now you are telling us that we need to be in the Spirit, because we cannot survive the times that are coming. And I look at myself and I wonder, if indeed I am walking in the Spirit as I ought to. But Lord, you are bringing encouragement and you are telling us that it is something that you will do if we just submit to you. So Lord, I come to submit myself, and I'm sure my brethren, we all submit ourselves to you. My God, that you will bring us into this, my God, into this reality that you have intended from the beginning. My God, where we have fellowship with you, my God, directly, and receive that energy, my God, which you have in store for us. My God, I ask, oh God, and I ask on behalf of myself and my brethren, that you will take away the hindrances. My God, those things that have stood between us and you for so many years, my God, that veil, my God, that has prevented us from coming into this, my God, into this new, my God, reality, into this next phase that you have for us. And we have gone round and round this mountain for so many years. But you're telling us to come up hither, oh God. Cause us to come up, my God. Cause us to break up our fallow grounds, my God, that we may begin to have that authority, that my God, that power, that revelation, that grace, my God, that you that is required to survive these perilous times that we find ourselves in. My God, I ask, my God, that you have mercy on us, quicken us in our inner man to break forth, my God, through this flesh, my God, that has hindered us for so long. My God, has held us bound, that has kept us, my God, upon this earth, this fleshly nature, my God, that we have inherited, my God, by virtue of our physical birth, by virtue of the environments that we have grown and lived in, these limitations, my God, that have kept us, my God, from walking in righteousness as you desire for us. Oh God, we ask that you break us forth, oh God, that you will cut us loose, my God, from these chains and these sins that doth so easily beset us. My God, that we might walk into the newness of life that you have prepared for us. Yes, that we might truly walk in heavenly places and our lives will be hid in Christ in God. For it is only in that way, my God, that we can have our full inheritance, my God, that you have prepared for us. Do this for us, oh God. Do this for us, every single one of us, oh God. Do this for us, my God, and use us as vessels, my God, to reach out to those around us, to reach out to those, oh God, that you have intended to save. My God, to reach out to the world, oh God, to reach out to our relatives, to reach out to, my God, all those around us, oh God. Let us be true vessels, my God, that you can use, vessels unto honor, oh Lord. This is our prayer, this is our heart cry. Make it indeed our heart's desire that all that we do, my God, might be directed to bring forth your nature, to bring forth Christ in us, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We believe that you heard us. We know that you will answer us. So do it for us, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
As that brother prayed, the Lord brought back a memory to me. A long time ago, I heard this story that a guy was going through some really troubling thing in his life. I can't remember if it was a divorce or whatever it was, but he had a dream that he was in a pond drowning. And he said all around the pond was people yelling and telling him what to do. Mm-hmm. And he said, but one man swam out there and saved me. And as the brother prayed, what came to my mind was, let us be that one that really did something about it.
Amen.
Amen. I see Brother Edie has unmuted. Do you have something to share with us, Brother Edie?
I was just saying amen to the prayers.
Okay.
There's a prayer here. Sister Lisa wants to pray.
Lord, we want to just thank you for counting us worthy to hear the things that we're hearing. Thank you, dear Lord, for showing us so great mercies. Say that your word is like rain, that when it comes down, it will not return to you void. Mm-hmm. But you will accomplish the purpose for which you have sent it. Lord God, we see so much of our hearts and our affections being tied to the things of this life. And you are asking us that if we be risen with Christ, that we should set our affections on things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Lord God, we come to repent of having set our affections on these carnal things, O God. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us. Let our affections indeed be set in the heavenlies, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Lord, even as we pray, O God, we ask that those things that have tied us down to the carnal things, we see that things are so difficult, even physically right now, O God. We see the inflations in our country, especially in places like Nigeria, in Africa, O God. And the tendencies begin to think about what to eat, what to drink, what to put on, and the physical things of this life. And you are asking us to take our affections, O God, away from these things and to set it in the heavenlies. Dear Lord, we agree with you, O God. We submit to you, O God. We come to set our affections by faith on the things that are in the heavens. Lord, help us, Lord God. Let our minds be hooked up to the heavenlies, O God. Let us hear you say to us, this is the way, walk in it, and let us obey, like our brother was saying. Let us obey, O God, Lord Jesus. Help us, O God, that we'll not just be hearers only, but that we'll be hearers and those who also obey in the name of Yeshua. Lord Jesus, let this word bring about the necessary change in our souls, O God, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We just want to appreciate you. We say thank you, dear Lord, for we know, Lord, that even as you have spoken, your word will begin the work in our minds, in our emotions, in our will, in our desire, and align us, O God, to your purpose, even on this earth. My God, Lord Jesus, that when Christ shall be revealed, O God, he will be revealed even in our souls also, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Blessed be God forever, in the name of Yeshua.
Amen. Amen.
Emma, you have something to share?
No, Brother Mark. We're just saying amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, let me say just one thing more. Where Jim started off, and in Peter, and I just want to turn to that very briefly. And it's the verse is faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So what I think we got several verses in here today. Brethren, this is all part of our salvation.
Yeah.
In God's plan, the whole journey through the tabernacle is our salvation. Now, you can only come one step, and if you die, you'll make it to heaven. Okay, the thief only got one step. He just got inside the door there, the outer court. And Jesus assured him that he would be in the kingdom. But you know, God has so much more for us. There's no point in stopping at any place. This is something Peter is talking about for end time salvation, to be revealed a salvation. Another place I think that Jim read was, what was the other word that you put forth on the end of our faith? Yeah. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. So we're in the process of our salvation yet, brethren. Amen. Now, if I die right now, I'll go to heaven. But I want to keep on. There's more to my salvation. Amen. There is sonship, the fullness, coming into the fullness of the measure of the statue of Christ. I believe Jim read that again, too. Maybe I got it in opposite order here, but you know what I mean. Coming into Christ. And so this is our prayer, day by day, hour by hour. Lord, I want to be in the fullness as you are. Amen. Okay, well, I'll turn the recording off now.